Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Hope everyone's Aseres Yemei Teshuva is going okay. Here we are on Erev Shabbos Kodesh of Shabbos Shuva, Shabbos of awesome potential. Some say that when the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that if only the Jewish people would keep two Shabbosos, miyad hayu nigalim, immediately they were redeemed. They say the two Shabbosos of the last Shabbos of the year, followed by Shabbos Shuva. That if you have that 1-2 punch of the last Shabbos of the year and Shabbos Shuva being kept with the proper focus, then miyad hayu nigalim, Mashiach would come and take us out right away. So we're learning together at a very, very auspicious time, and we're learning about a very, very important topic. What we're going to do tonight is continue our series on making davening meaningful, but Yom Kippur edition. And the truth is, the whole shiur of making tefillah meaningful is really almost like made for Yom Kippur. And after our learning tonight, Be'ez Hashem, you'll have an understanding why that is. We wanted to start with the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch, we know, is a compilation of all the 613 mitzvahs and explaining the different mitzvahs. And the Sefer HaChinuch asks a very simple question. A very, very simple question. Why is Yom Kippur different than all other Yom Tovim? We know that in general, there's a fundamental difference, the Mishnah and Maseches Megillah tells us, between Shabbos and Yom Tovim. That on Shabbos, there's a full gamut of Isurei Melacha. There are 39 Melachos Asuras, prohibited creative labors. But yet on Yontif, we know on Yontif, that there are, of course, Melachos you're not allowed to do, but there's a whole slew of Melachos that you're allowed to do, of Ochal Nefesh. And Hotzah, we say, in terms of carrying, it's not really an issue on Yontif. The way it is on Shabbos, you don't really have to worry about an Eruv. So what is it then when we come to Yom Kippur, that Yom Kippur is like Shabbos? Granted, the Torah refers to it as Shabbos Shabbos, and I get that, I understand that. But why? What is it about Yom Kippur that requires there to be an Isser Melacha like Shabbos, unlike all other Yomim Tovim? So Zaktach Sefer HaChinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch says an unbelievable idea. And the Sefer HaChinuch says, and just a quote from the Chinuch itself. He says, this is his lashon, that Misharshe HaMitzvah Al Tzad HaPashad, the roots of this mitzvah of not doing any malacha on Yom Kippur, in a very simple way, Kedei Shelo Niyet Rudim B'Shum Davar, that we shouldn't be bothered by anything. V'nasim Kol Machshavtenu V'Kol Kavanasenu Levakish Mechilo Slicha Me'ez Adon HaKol B'Yom Hazeh. So that we could put all of our thoughts and all of our focus just on asking God for forgiveness and for pardon on this day. So Zok the Sefer HaChinuch, you know why Yom Kippur is like a Shabbos in terms of the Isurei Melacha? Because on Yom Kippur, you have to daven. You have to be able to focus and talk to Hashem to beg for mechila. So the Sefer HaChinuch is saying that the whole nature of the day is really defined by that Isser Melacha, defined by the fact that we need to be in the zone for davening. It's fascinating. It's fascinating what the Sefer HaChinuch is telling us. He's telling us that the reason why you can't cook on Yom Kippur, right? Again, there are people that can eat. You have children you have to make food for. You have perhaps elderly people, perhaps people who are ill. People certainly can eat. There are many people that can eat on Yom Kippur. So why can't you cook food? It's a Yom Tif. It's not Shabbos. So Zok the Sefer HaChinuch, because the whole focus of Yom Kippur is supposed to be on your tefillos. It's supposed to be on you talking to Hashem. And if you're going to be able to cook and do other things, you're going to lose focus. And so that's an amazing yisod of the Sefer HaChinuch. But just to compound the importance of all the tefillos on Yom Kippur, so there's a famous Yalkut Shimoni in Tehillim in Perek Yitzayin. Perek Yitzayin starts Tefillah LeDavid, Shema Hashem Tzedek, Hakshiva Rinasi, Hazina Svilasi, Belosif Sei Mirma. That's Pasuk Aleph, a song, a tefillah of David. Hashem, hear what is righteous, pay attention to my prayers. Hazina, like this week's Parsha Hazinu, listen, give your ear to my prayer. Belosif Sei Mirma, which is not from lips that are deceitful, that are fooling you. Pasuk Beis, Milfanecha Mishpati Yetze. that from before you, my judgment should come. And so the Medrash says something amazing. The Medrash says, why do you have milfanecha mishpat yetzei, that my mishpat, my judgment should come out from you in Pasuk Beis, but in the first Pasuk, what do you have? You have tefillah leDavid, Shema Hashem Tzedek, Hakshiva Rinasi, Hazina Tfilasi, Belov Sifsei Mirma. You have five different expressions of David reaching out to Hashem. Zakti Yalkut Shimoni, that David HaMelech said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please don't judge me early in the day on Yom Kippur. Please only judge me after I've had the chance to daven my five tefillahs. Because on Yom Kippur, we know there are five tefillahs, the only day of the year that there are five tefillahs. There's Maariv, there's Shacharis, there's Musaf, there's Mincha, and there's Ne'ilah. And so what David HaMelech is saying, according to the Yalkut Shimoni, is Milfanecha Mishpati Yetzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that my Mishpat should come out in front of you, but only after I've had the opportunity to give expression to my tefillah in five different prayers to you. So what's going on? We know David HaMelech is the one that says about himself, Ani tefillah. David HaMelech, Yom Kippur should be David HaMelech's day, but yet he's so concerned that he needs all of the koach of this day. What's going on? So to really understand Yom Kippur, we have to, and to understand what our tefillahs do on Yom Kippur, we have to understand the Torah's description of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Because when you look in Parshas Achrimos, which is what we read in the morning of Yom Kippur, in truth, it seems so distant, so far away from us, something we can't relate to. It's the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash. And we read it Yom Kippur morning, and what's interesting is, normally, on a Yontif, when do we read the Karbanos? We read the Karbanos as the Maftir of a Yontif, right? We take out two Torahs, and normally we read the Karbanos in Maftir. We don't read about the Karbanos in the main Kriya, but yet, the main Kriya of Yom Kippur in the morning, it's not the Parshas Hayira, it's not, you know, talking about Tshuva, Nitzavim Vayelech, the last Parshios that we just read could be the Chizuk could be the laning for Yom Kippur in the morning. But Yom Kippur in the morning, the whole laning, the essence of the day, is the Karbanos. That is what Yom Kippur is about. Yom Kippur was the day where the Beis HaMikdash was the epicenter of everything going on. There was one person, the Kohen Gadol, one place, the Beis HaMikdash, and that was it, right? That's what Yom Kippur was all about. So Zot Reb Aaron Kotler, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Livracha, right, the great Rosh Yeshiva from BMG, from the Lakewood Yeshiva, Reb Aaron Kotler, he says, a beautiful yesod, he says, that Lashon, that in the Sefer Mishnas Rabbi Aaron, Vihinei, Etzem kedushas usugulas Yom Kippurim l'slicha ul'ratzon ul'rachamim hu al yedei hatfila. That the essential holiness and the amazing gift of this day to effectuate forgiveness and mercy and divine favor is only through tefillah. That's what Reb Aaron Kotler said. Why is that? Why is that? Because we know u'nishal mafarim tfaseinu, that when we daven, it's taking the place of what? It's taking the place of Karbanos. Our tefillos takes the place of Karbanos. So when you have the one day of the year, the one day of the year, the holiest day of the year, the day of the year that can affect unbelievable change, and we'll talk about that also tonight, the koach of the tefillos, but really this day, when you look in the Torah, it's all about the Karbanos. And we don't have Karbanos anymore, right? After we sing Ma'ara Kohen so joyously, and Be'ezus Hashem, we'll be able to see the Kohen Gadol coming out of the Kodesh Kodashim very, very soon. But if we don't get to see it, then we're just singing it. Right after Ma'ara Kohen, what follows in that, in the Tfilos of Musaf? You know what it follows? Kinos. We say like dirges. We cry over the fact that we don't see it. Ashrei ayin rasa, woe, fortunate is the eye who saw this, but oy la'ozen kach shamas, woe to the ear that only hears about it. Right? There's an intense pain, an immense pain that we feel in Musaf of Yom Kippur, that we're not there, that we don't have this, we don't have the Ma'ara Kohen. Right? They talk about the great tzaddikim, that during the avoda in Musaf, they would be bawling. And not only the Rebbes, meaning like the Brisker Rav, they say the Stipler going, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Knievsky, Zecher Tzadv Kadosh Avrocha, Zechus Egin Aleinu, the father of Rabbi Chaim Knievsky, during the Avoda, he would be bawling. He would be in a different place. He would be like totally lost. And to a certain degree, we have to try to connect to that, to whatever degree that we can. And there are many Torahs on it. And we've shared many teachings on that over the years. But what Rabbi Aaron Cutler is saying is that what the Beis HaMikdash was to Yom Kippur vis-a-vis the Karbanos, without the Karbanos, what is it? It's our tefilos. Instead of the Kohen Gadol going lefnai v'lefnim, instead of the Kohen Gadol going into the Holy of Holies multiple times a day, what do? We go in front of God also, lefnai v'lefnim, multiple times a day. We know the Gemara in Brachos tells us that when a Jew davens, and we spoke about this, it's quoted la'halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's quoted la'halacha in Shulchan Aruch. We spoke about this during the 3 weeks, that when a Jew takes her 3 steps back before starting Shmona Esrei, or he takes his 3 steps back, you know what you're supposed to think as you're about to take those 3 steps forward? I'm now walking into the Holy of Holies. That's what you're supposed to think. Your focus, your kavan, is supposed to be on the Kodesh Kadashim. So instead of the Kohen Gadol going in lefnai v'lefnim, instead of the Kohen Gadol going into the Holy of Holies, we're going into the Holy of Holies. And I've had numerous people reach out to me, former students, people in the community, that they're so upset for whatever reason. They're not able to be davening with the minyan this year. And we know many are not able to. And they said, like one of my students in seminary in Eretz Yisrael, she's in bidud and she's basically alone. I think with one other girl in a room, said, like, Rabbi, how am I supposed to, you know, first time my whole life, I remember since I'm davening, I'm not with a minion. And I explained to her, I said, your mom's like the Kohen Gadol going into the Holy of Holies. That's like the highest thing. It's just you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. I told her, you know, a little bit, I'm jealous of you. You know, I put towels over my head. I put earplugs in my ears to try it and create a zone that it's only me and God. And I said, it's mom's going to be only you and Hashem. Right? And that's what Rabbi Aaron Cutler says. He says that what we have to understand that when we don't have the Avodas HaKarbanos, which is Itzumo Shel Yom, which from the laning we see is the essence of what the day is all about, and we don't have it anymore, so what's going to take the place of that? What takes the place of that is Tefillah. That's what it is. So what the Beis HaMikdash is in place, Yom Kippur is in time, and what the Avodas HaKarbanos was to the Beis HaMikdash, our Tefillos are to the time of Yom Kippur. And what's amazing is that there's another very fundamental theme we know between a tzar hashove, a very strong parallel between between davening and tshuva, right? Which is what? We know the Sefer Ikarim famously asks, one of the great medieval Jewish philosophers, one of the great Rishonim in the Sefer Ikarim, he asks a very simple question. He says, how does davening work? Why does davening work? God put a decree on me, right? Whatever the decree is. And I want to change Hashem's decree. What do I think I'm going to do? I'm going to change Hashem's mind? Am I crazy? How can I change Hashem's mind? That's ludicrous. It's immature. You're insane. You can't change Hashem's mind. So Zokt, the Sefer Ikarim, very famously. This is one pshat. There are many pshatim. But the Sefer Ikarim says famously, you know what changes during davening? Hashem's mind doesn't change during davening. You know what changes during davening? You change during davening. You change during davening. The decree that was on Chaim Marcus pre-davening. The Gezeira now was ripped up because there's a new Chaim Marcus post-davening. It's one of the famous stories that I love to tell, an unbelievable story. And it's Kiyadu, it's a known story, it's a true story of a Yid who lived in Yerushalayim. And the name of the story, the name of the Jew has been publicized in many, many of the places. Rav Meilach Biederman tells this story. It's an unbelievable story that his wife gave birth in that hospital. What's that name of that hospital? Right on Rehov Strauss. The old Vikr. That's the old Miskavladach, thank you, Leah. The old Miskavladach hospital. And the doctors came to him not too long after and said, listen, there were tremendous complications from the birth. Your wife needs a very serious surgery. but this surgery will mean that she'll never be able to have any more children, and the surgery itself is incredibly dangerous. We might kill her in the surgery, but we need you to sign off to allow us to do it, because if not, then she's total. He says, listen, is there any time? They said, you have till the morning to make up your mind. That's it. You know, putting it past then, that's it. There's no chance. So they said, okay. And he ran out of the hospital. He goes to Bnei Brak, and he goes to the house of the Chazon Ish, Rav Avraham Yishayahu Karelitz, the Stipler's brother-in-law. And he comes to the Heilige Chazon Ish, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Avracha, and he asks the Chazon Ish, he said, Rebbe, he tells him the whole story from the hospital and what the doctor said. He said, listen, if this is what the doctor said, that's what you have to do. That's what you have to do. And the guy said, thank you, Rebbe. The guy's about to run out, and the Chazon Ish says, tell me, did you daven mincha? He said, no, I didn't daven mincha. He goes, daven mincha with us. I have to get to Yishai. He goes, you have till the morning. Daven mincha with us now. So the guy stays. He davens mincha with the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish calls him over after mincha. Says, ask me your question. He says, what? He says, ask me your question. He says, what question? He goes, the question you asked me before. About my wife? He goes, yeah, ask me the question. He asks the Chazon Ish, Rebbe, what should I do? I just had a baby. The doctors say, my wife. Chazon Ish says, don't do the surgery. The surgery is going to be dangerous. Your wife will be fine. You'll be zochet to many, many more children. The guy was dumbfounded. He's like, what? He's like, Rebbe, you just told me 25 minutes ago before mincha to run back, to tell the doctor. He goes, that was before mincha. This is after mincha. This is what Chazon Ish said. And Ma'aseh Shaya, the guy goes, and lo and behold, tells the doctors, no, the doctors are going crazy. What are you doing? You're dangerous. No, the Chazon Ish said no. And lo and behold, the doctors realize afterwards, if we would have done that surgery, your wife would have died. We didn't realize it was something that came out. And mamsh, the Chazon Ish is yesod. That was before mincha, that was after mincha. Meaning the Chazon Ish took on himself that gezeira and was mispal, and whether it affects the tzaddik, how it happens to the tzaddik, but we know that a new reality is created by tefillah. The Sefer Yikarim says a new reality can be changed in the person, that you're a different person before tefillah and after tefillah. And therefore we know when the Rambam talks about tshuva based upon the Gemara and Yuma, what is a Baal tshuva? A Baal tshuva is like a Bria Chadasha. The Baal tshuva is not a better person. The Rambam says, not that you're a better person. The Rambam says, you're a new person after you do tshuva. So Zokt Rabbi Ruchum Olshin and a number of others say, so we see such an incredibly important parallel between tefillah and tshuva. Tefillah and tshuva both create in Gansen, a different person. Tshuva, tefillah, tztaka, why tztaka? Tztaka, tatzal mimavis. Tztaka has its own special abilities, own special kochos tztaka. But tshuva, tefillah, it's a one-two punch. It's also a davar. That you're a bria chadasha. You're like a new person. And so that's why, when we talk about making davening meaningful, there is no greater day than Yom Kippur to work on making your davening meaningful. The Sefer HaChinuch says that the whole reason why there's an Isser Melacha on Yom Kippur, like Shabbos, is so your davening can be meaningful. It's like Mavel al Arayim. It's wild. It's an unbelievable thing. And David HaMelech, B'chvod HaVa'atzmo, the one about whom he says, Ani Tefillah, I am prayer. That's my essence. That's who I am. He still says that, you know what? For Yom Kippur to have an effect, you have to do the whole avod of Yom Kippur. So David HaMelech says, I need all of my five tefillahs. And then, only after all the five tefillahs, then my mishpat should come down in front of you, Hashem. The mishpat should come down only after I've had done my avodah. And so this is when we talk about Yom HaKippur, when we talk about the avodah on Yom Kippur, it's so important to recognize that the avodah for us is cool, it's all tefillah. The avodah is all about davening. And they say tzaddikim would mamish stay davening the whole Yom Kippur. Whether the famous stories about the Noda Bihuda, famous stories we've told about Rav Chatzka Levenstein, about the first Yom Kippur that the Mir Yeshiva had running away in Shanghai, that mamash, he just stayed in tefillah for over 20 hours. It's like he never left. his talus, they say, was blackened by the end of that Yom Kippur. It was so humid in Shanghai and so hot in the room, you know, pre-air conditioning, right? Baruch Hashem, born into a world where there's air conditioning. Hashem blessed me. Hashem gave me that incredible gift, air conditioning. Hashreinu matov chalkeinu. But that's why when we're talking about getting ready for Yom Kippur, we have to make sure that we really take time to look at the davening. And there's so many beautiful parts. One of my favorite tefillahs the whole year, again, the single favorite Shemoneh Esrei, I said most of Rosh Hashanah. Oh, it's such a tonic. I'm sad that I have to wait till next Rosh Hashanah to daven Musaf, such a tefillah again. But one of the most beautiful pizmonim that we say all year, one of the pizmonim that's the highlight of Yom Kippur, is the tefillah that we say. One second, I forgot my machzor. Excuse me, my machzor is over here. It's the tefillah that we say before we say vidui. Every time before we say the vidui, before we say ashamnu bakanu, right? What do we say before that? We say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, slach lanu, mechal lanu, kaper lanu, which each one of those is a different level of forgiveness, right? Slicha means many mefarshim. Rabbeinu Avram ben Agra, he says that slicha means that Hashem wipes it away, meaning the stain, the damage, the spiritual damage that you did to your soul, because that's a sin. Is not only that you went against the king and you went against the law, you also damaged your soul. So slicha is Hashem wiping that clean. Mechila, a pardon, is the king saying you're not going to be punished for the crime, and I pardon your offense against me. And kapara is, according to some, kapara, like kofar, totally wiping it all, like the whole thing is overturned. Everything in Gansen. That's why it's slach lanu avinu kichatanu machal lanu malkenu. Slicha is a parent that can wipe away and doesn't mind to wipe away the dirtiness and the disgustingness of the child. But machal lanu malkenu, the king has to give a pardon. The king has to give a royal pardon. And that's why throughout davening, many times in davening, we say, I'm just looking, you know, that you are Salchan Umachlan, right? That you are the one who gives Slicha and the one who gives Mechila. They go a lot, sometimes Kapara also, but Slicha Mechila you will find numerous times. That's a good project. See how many times over Yom Kippur we say Slicha Mechila, one right after the other, one phrase right and then another phrase. Salchan Yisrael Machan L'Shifta Yishurun, many, many times, right? So that's important to know. But the Tefillah that we say, Ki anu anecha v'ata Elokeinu, anu v'anecha v'ata avinu, anu avadecha v'ata adoneinu. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 beautiful, beautiful phrases of describing our relationship with God in a different term. 12 different, what a multifaceted relationship. 12. Again, why 12? Many say 12 corresponds to the different shvatim. Each shevet we know connected to God in a little bit of a different way. And so here we have 12 different expressions, 12 different phrases talking about our relationship with Hashem in different ways. And that's what the day is. The day is about just connecting to Hashem, about becoming the Bria Chadasha through our tefillahs. Understand who you are on Yom Kippur. Your mamash the Kohen Gadol gong lefnei v'lefnei. We don't have a Kohen Gadol. So now it's up to us. It's up to each and every one of us to do our part. We don't have that one person that represents the totality of the Jewish people, that everything's riding on him, and that's very intense, right? You can imagine the pressure on the Kohen Gadol 7 days before. He's sequestered, he's quarantined in the Beis HaMikdash away from everyone, right? It's like unbelievable the awesomeness of such a person and the weight of responsibility on his shoulders. But Rachman Olitzlan, Bavan Hasein Aram, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have a Kohen Gadol, we don't have the Karbanos, we don't have the Sar L'Azazel, we don't have the Sar HaNasa Bifnim, we don't have the Ketores that's being burnt in the Holy of Holies. Instead, you know what we have? We have your lips, we have your tongue, we have your heart, we have your eyes, we have your ears. That we have to be all in when we go into Yom Kippur. And again, for me personally, that tefillah is the tefillah that sets the tone really for Yom Kippur. Because Rosh Hashanah, it's Malchus. Rosh Hashanah is Hashem is King. And that's daunting. And that's intimidating. And we throw ourselves on the mercy of the King. Right? And we're Mamlechim with Malchios, Zichronos. We beg, remember our relationship. And Shofros, the revelation of Hashem. But when we come to Yom Kippur, Ki Anu Amecha, Anu Vanecha, Anu Avadecha, Anu Karalecha, Anu Tzonecha, Anu Rayasecha, Anu Ma'amirecha, Segulasecha. So many beautiful terms of endearment, of relationship, of love between us and the Ribono Shel Olam. It's so multifaceted, the relationship. And that's what we have to know. And so when we go into Yom Kippur, we have to remember, David HaMelech says, we got to try and get the tefillahs. And again, for those that are not in Shul, your avoda is still mitzuruf, it's still combined to the avoda of everyone. And that's why the Gemara in Brachos, in fact, says that if someone can't daven b'tzibur, what are they supposed to do? He or she is supposed to daven when the community is davening. And in that way, your tefillah still does connect to the tefillah satzibur, to the prayer of the community. And I just wanted to wish everyone one of the most important blessings, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Yimalek Kol Mishalos Libchem L'Tova, that your heart, Hashem, should just fulfill all the requests of our hearts for good. And of course, we have to remember what we're requesting for, who we're requesting for, who we're being mispalled for. And the Ezus Hashem, with Hashem's help, just like when the Kohen Gadol came out, it was a big, big party. I'll see you on the other side of Yom Kippur, and we'll mamish be in the greatest celebration of all time together in Yerushalayim. Have a good night, Gemar Chasima Tova, and a good Shabbos.